I can say with authority, the Trump administration's actions undermine both our national security and our intelligence.
The president himself just came out with a statement saying there was absolutely no pressure put on him, and there wasn't.
They have been investigating this president before he even got elected. They have voted three times on impeachment on this floor.
The future of our democracy is at stake. There come a time when you have to be moved by the spirit of history to take action to protect and preserve the integrity of our nation.
I think it's very appropriate for the President of the United States to suggest that you got a corruption problem, and this prosecutor that was fired maybe it was because he was corrupt.
We have to hold this president accountable, and we have to protect our democracy.
I have no idea what precipitated the delay, but I was among those advocating that we needed to stick with our Ukrainian friends.
Because what those notes reflect is a classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
Just so you understand, it's the single greatest witch hunt in American history, probably in history, but in American history. It's a disgraceful thing.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. No one is above the law.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, filling in this week for Tanzina Vega. Today, the White House released a memo of the July 25th phone call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The first page of that memo notes that it is not a verbatim transcript of the phone call, but instead compiles notes from Situation Room duty officers and National Security Council staff members who listened into the call. In that call, though, President Trump asks Ukraine's president to, quote, do us a favor and contact Attorney General William Barr and Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, saying, quote, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general, that would be the attorney general of the United States, would be great. President Trump spoke with reporters today at the United Nations following the White House's release of the phone call transcript summary.
The letter was a great letter, meaning the letter revealing the call. That was done at the insistence of myself and other people that read it. It was a friendly letter. There was no pressure. The way you had that built up, that call, it was going to be the call from hell. It turned out to be a nothing call, other than a lot of people said, I never knew you could be so nice.
Well, joining me now are Amanda Turkle, Washington Bureau Chief for HuffPost, and Max Kuttner, a journalist covering the FBI, Justice Department, and Russia probes. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
So we're going to start off with Max. Following this release of the White House memo, President Trump said there's, quote, no pressure from him towards Ukraine's president. But the memo shows him asking Ukraine's president to get in touch with Attorney General Barr and Rudy Giuliani to investigate Joe Biden. He also asked him to do quote, a favor for him. So how significant is this ask by an American president?
Well, first of all, Matt, we're seeing President Trump, in my view, responding the way he responded in the early days of the Mueller-Russia investigation. He's downplaying it while also feigning cooperation, calling it a witch hunt, and having his allies, like some of the clips you played as we were coming on, attack the probe and support him. In terms of this ask, this is a really big ask. I think the Democrats will still have to show why this is the red line of everything that they've claimed the president has done, why this is the one that, for which they are opening the impeachment inquiry. It's also significant that Attorney General Bill Barr's name comes in here.
This is new. We didn't know of his involvement at this point until today.
Right. We knew that the Justice Department had supported the acting director of national intelligence in not sending the whistleblower complaint about this call to Congress. However, we didn't know the extent of Barr's apparent involvement, and the Justice Department came out with a statement after the release of this memo saying he didn't know about this call until weeks later. He hasn't been involved in the Ukraine issue, so they are trying to distance him a bit from this.
President Trump also told the Ukrainian president, I would like you to do us a favor, and then says he'd like the Ukrainian government to figure out what happened with CrowdStrike. Max, can you remind us what CrowdStrike is?
Right. CrowdStrike is the cybersecurity company. It's based in California, and this helped investigate the hacking in 2016 of the DNC. And so they were involved in the early days of the Russia investigation, essentially. But that line that Ukraine has the server, Trump is pretty vague about that, at least in the version of the transcript that we have.
And that version is not, like we said, not a verbatim word for word, a representation of the call itself. And that's significant, right?
Right. It's based on, I mean, it seems like a pretty thorough transcript to me, but yes, it does say it is not verbatim. And this is based on note takers who were listening in from the White House Situation Room while Trump was making this call from his residence.
Amanda, how does the release of this memo by the White House change any of the calculations that House Democrats have been making in regards to impeachments?
Well, it's funny because the White House was saying for a while, like, you know, or President Trump, like, well, you know, we're thinking of releasing this. And when you see it, it was a perfect call. There's nothing bad in here, which when you see the summary of the call, it's actually pretty bad. I mean, you have the president of the United States asking a foreign leader for help in going after his political rival. And I think it's just so much easier for people to understand than the Mueller report. If you ask most people, including people who follow politics really closely, to summarize what the Mueller report said, I think it's going to be very hard for people to do that. This is so much easier to see. And so I think for a lot of Democrats, it makes it easier for them to say they support impeachment and to go back to their constituents and say, this is why, let me explain it to you. And again, it's the line is just a lot easier than the Mueller report.
And Amanda, what are you hearing from Republicans at the moment? The White House is trying to spin this call as insignificant. Are congressional Republicans going along with that messaging right now?
I mean, so far, yes, you aren't. You have some people like Mitt Romney, who is often more critical of other Republicans than other Republicans are of the president, saying he finds this troubling. Notably, you had yesterday the entire Senate, so that includes all the Republicans, go along with a Democratic resolution telling the White House to release the whistleblower complaint. And so I think the fact, you know, that shows that they're a little bit troubled by this. They want to examine it. But for the most part, you're having Republicans out there saying that this is nothing, and they're standing by Trump.
Now, Rudy Giuliani is at the center of this. Last night, The Washington Post reported that Trump iced out the traditional foreign policy professionals while Giuliani was carrying out the president's agenda in Ukraine. Max, I guess he was acting as sort of a parallel diplomat in some way. What do we know about his role?
Well, we know that he has been speaking at least on two occasions with Ukrainians and about the Biden issue. And that is even alluded to in the call where the president says the president of Ukraine is the one who brings up Giuliani. He says, by the way, you know, Giuliani's been having these conversations. That actually seems to give Trump an in to bring up the Biden issue. It was interesting to me to see that Giuliani is still kind of doing the president's bidding in this way and investigating and involved in this, when really his involvement was as the president's lawyer, among other lawyers, in the Russia investigation, which ended. So it is surprising to see him back involved in this.
Yeah. And President Trump accused former Secretary of State some months ago, former Secretary of State John Kerry, of violating a 1799 law called the Logan Act by interfering with Iranian foreign policy as a private citizen. And that reminded us of this situation. Could you explain a little bit about the Logan Act and whether Giuliani might be in violation of it here?
Sure, Matt. The Logan Act prohibits private citizens from negotiating on behalf of the government. So I'm sure people will be accusing him of that this time, perhaps because of Giuliani's past involvement with Trump's official legal team involved in the Russia investigation. Maybe he can use that in his defense.
Amanda, the Senate, as you know, voted unanimously in a non-binding resolution for the release of the original whistleblower complaint that started this whole thing. How significant is that fight now that the White House has put out this memo from the call?
Oh, it's still significant. I mean, you have lawmakers, obviously more Democrats, saying that, you know, this summary isn't enough. We want the whistleblower complaint. By law, the administration is supposed to give Congress this whistleblower complaint. So why haven't they done so? And so you're going to you now have a resolution passed by the entire Senate, so that has the support of Republicans as well. And so it's going to be harder for the White House to ignore it because it has the support of Republicans. They still haven't said that they're going to do it. There's been some whispers that maybe the whistleblower can testify before Congress. Maybe they will release parts of it, but so far nothing is said. And I just wanted to chime in on Rudy Giuliani today too, and the appropriateness of his role.
Yeah.
He was on Fox News this morning saying that he has had the Ukraine transcript read to him. He's not in government. And so why would he get access to this summary of the call before anyone in Congress and before other politicians? And so his role in this is, it's very weird.
Yeah. And you said that the whistleblower could testify in front of the House. Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility. I mean, I think that there's some discussions of whether this could happen. Again, this is nothing has been set. Nothing is near being set. But I think that's something that's potentially being discussed. I mean, obviously if the person did that, their identity would be out there. And I think this person, you know, they have to be ready, and they probably knew this in submitting their complaint, that their identity could get out there, and they're going to be opening themselves up to a ton of attacks.
Meanwhile, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire is scheduled to testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee tomorrow. Before we leave you both, can you just tell us briefly what we should be looking out for in that testimony, Max?
Well, I'm interested to see how much he will give away. He might sit there and not be giving any answers. Uh-huh. And remember, this is not a Senate-confirmed person. This is, at least not in this role. He previously was confirmed by the Senate in a different role. But this is a Trump appointee, and there's been so much shakeup in the leadership of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. I counted more than a third of people who were leading that office this time last year are no longer there. So maybe there'll be some questions about that.
Got it. Amanda?
What was Trump's role? Did he pressure him to withhold the whistleblower complaint is what people will be looking for.
Very good. We'll all be watching, as will the rest of the country and the world. Amanda Turkel is the Washington Bureau Chief for HuffPost, and Max Kuttner is a journalist covering the FBI, Justice Department, and Russia probes. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.